Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched George Carlin's American Dream on HBO Max. George Carlin's American Dream is a two-part documentary directed by Judd Apatow and Michael Bonfiglio. It's all about the comedic legend George Carlin and his career. It basically just chronicles George's entire career trajectory, demonstrating that he was always able to remain at the top of the comedy heap by evolving his style over time. We learn more about George's personal life than I ever knew, and we hear from a lot of comedians. This is the essential documentary about George Carlin. Now, I am a big George Carlin fan. When I was a kid, I used to watch his HBO specials with my dad. It was funny, when there was a new Carlin special coming on, Dad would let me stay up late, we'd order a pizza, and he'd let me drink Pepsi, which is something my parents rarely let me do as a kid. We'd be on the couch late watching HBO, checking out Carlin's latest special. As I became a teenager, I got more into George Carlin. By the time I was in college, I had all of his albums, even the old ones going back to the 70s. Throughout college, I would listen to George pretty obsessively, and I closely followed his career. I finally got to see him in person around 2001. And one thing I did like about this movie was it did kind of confirm my understanding of George's career trajectory. Because I have his box set, I have some early recordings of George doing more sort of vaudeville comedy in the very beginning. Heck, I even have a recording of George doing a fake newscast when he was a child. In it, he refers to President Harry Truman. But yeah, George's career started out as a more suit-and-tie kind of comedian. He was even part of a comedy duo for a while. Then when the 60s counterculture became a major thing, George kind of pivoted and joined that movement. He grew his hair long, he had a big bushy beard, he started swearing a lot in his routines. Something I liked about this film was that it shows how he could so radically change his persona and still find success. George Carlin was a guy who knew how to remain with the times. As we follow George's career into the early 80s, we see something that I also already kind of knew just from listening to his albums from around that period. There was a certain point in the 80s when George was becoming a has-been. He no longer had the counterculture thing going for him, and for a few albums just kind of did a lot of wordplay and talked about general goofy stuff. And I can say his albums from around that period are his worst albums. Like, the box set I have is called The Little David Years, and some of those late 70s albums are pretty weak, like On the Road or maybe An Evening with Wally Londo. I always found them a bit of a chore to listen to. In fact, even going on into the early 80s with A Place for My Stuff, I thought the material was a little weak. He didn't really have any points to make, he was just making goofy observations. This film explores that, how he was at a low point in his career. At a certain point in the mid-80s, George went all blue, and I actually do like that material, a lot of the dirty jokes he used to tell, like the one about 5-2s. Those albums were funny, but based off this documentary, I get that it was still a low point in George's career. And then came 1988 with What Am I Doing in New Jersey, the first album of what I would call the golden age of George Carlin. It pretty much lasted until he died, although his last couple albums weren't quite as good. But yeah, there's the red hot period. That's when I was at the height of my fandom. What Am I Doing in New Jersey, Parental Advisory, Jammin' in New York, Back in Town, his best if you ask me, You Were All Diseased. Those are absolutely brilliant pieces of comedic art. George would rant about modern philosophy and assail the corrupt business world. This golden age of Carlin was when George produced his most brilliant material. This movie from Judd Apatow revels in that, and then things kind of taper off with the last couple of specials. One complaint I have about this new film is that it doesn't really go much into the complaints and grievances fiasco. I remember this extremely well. I was at the absolute height of my George Carlin fandom around September 11th, 2001, when a certain event occurred in New York. It just happened that George had a comedy special coming up on HBO in like the next few weeks, and the title of it was, quote, I kinda like it when a lot of people die. Well, 9/11 put the kibosh on that, and George had to rework the entire special, and it didn't air until several months after its original intended air date. What George came up with in place of, I kinda like it when a lot of people die, was complaints and grievances. And it was a pretty weak special. I remember my disappointment at it, and this new film from Judd Apatow does not go into that all that much. I was surprised because I thought that was a significant event in his career. 9/11 derailed what would have been probably a really great special. Anyway, as we review the career of George Carlin throughout this film, we get several other comedians commenting on what they thought. You've got Paul Reiser, you've got Bill Burr, you've got Stephen Wright, you've got Stephen Colbert, you've got Jon Stewart. They all weigh in on what was going on with George at various points of his career. And as the film ended and we watched a few clips from George's very last specials, It's Bad For You and Life Is Worth Losing, I kind of felt myself agreeing with the thoughts of Stephen Colbert. At the very end there was a point where George got a little too cynical even for me, and Colbert feels the same way. In one of his last specials, George had a line where he said something like, quote, "I have absolutely no sympathy for any human beings." Now, I liked the cynical George Carlin of the mid-90s, but this was going just a hair too far for me. But that's okay, he was pretty old by then, and he died in 2008. This movie takes us on a ride through all these phases in George Carlin's career. And it's not too patronizing. I was concerned the film would be a little patronizing because it was from Judd Apatow. Like, I thought he was going to spend the movie explaining to us why George Carlin was so great, but really, the film just kind of shows us, and we hear from his family and friends about what he had going on at different phases throughout that career. I was afraid Judd Apatow would somehow make George Carlin boring, but he really doesn't. I enjoyed the heck out of this movie all the way through. It reminded me a lot of what motivated me when I was young. I looked at free thinkers like George Carlin or Bill Hicks, and I wanted to be like them. Young me actually aspired to be an uncooperative rebel. As I watched this movie, I found myself wanting to recapture some of those feelings, because watching a movie about the career of George Carlin, for me, was sort of like watching a movie about my own life, and that it made me remember things about what I had going on going way back. There are interviews here with George's late wife. I never knew she had such a serious problem with alcohol. And we've got interviews with George's brother and, of course, his daughter, Kelly. I do wish this film had said a little bit more about Bill and Ted's excellent adventure, but I can't really complain all that much. I mean, it's a two-part documentary. They couldn't delve into everything. But yeah, there are still a few little disappointments I have with this film. No exploration of what happened with I Kinda Like It When a Lot of People Die back in 2001, and not much exploration of Rufus from Bill and Ted. Now, I don't know how this film would be for somebody who's not a George Carlin fan. I'm sort of a super fan of Carlin, so it's like this film was made for me, but what if I wasn't, or what if I was just a casual fan? Would I want to watch a 4-hour documentary about this guy's life? Well, I don't really know how to answer that. I just know that for me personally, this film covered a special individual and a special topic in my life. I was happy to spend a few more hours with George Carlin. If you're not a fan of George Carlin, or if you specifically didn't like him, of course you won't really like this film, but if you are a Carlin fan, definitely check it out. Judd Apatow does a pretty good, comprehensive job here. I'm glad he made this film. So yeah, if you have HBO Max, give George Carlin's American Dream a chance. And if you're unfamiliar with the comedy of George Carlin, I recommend looking up Back in Town or You Were All Diseased and watching one of those specials. They're his best. This film is about the great master of stand-up comedy, and I'm glad he gets the respect it shows him. I give George Carlin's American Dream a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.